Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
It's Thursday, which means it's time to round up some ideas for your weekend. And here to share her ideas is June Wolfe, arts reporter at the Boston Globe. Hi there, June.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so what's your first pick?
Well, this show is called Mary Poppers. And yes, it is a variation on Mary Poppins, but a very different variation. This is put on by the Fringe Troupe, and when I say fringe, I mean that in both ways, both the fringe they wear and the fact that they are a fringe troupe. Ryan Landry and his Goldust Orphans. They produce satires of literature, TV shows, pop culture, movies, musicals. And just to give you an idea, if you just listen to the names of their shows, you will get a feel for what they do. Phantom of the Opera, Peter Pansy, Of Mice and Mink.
And now Mary Poppers.
That's right.
Well, June, it sounds like a lot of fun, but maybe fun for grown-ups only?
Absolutely for grown-ups only. And it will start tonight at 8, run through May 20th for mature audiences.
Well, it sounds wonderful. So, June, your next pick?
Well, there's a local dancer who I love to watch. His name is Kirvin James Boyd, and he trained at the Boston Arts Academy, at Boston Youth Moves, at the Jeanette Neal Dance Studio, and at the Boston Conservatory. In 2004, Kirvin joined the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, and the troupe is coming to town. He will be performing, of course, along with the other fabulous dancers.
So, June, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater is a very important company in the United States. But for those people who don't know about them, why don't you tell us a little?
Well, from what I've read, it all started from a performance in 1958 at the 92nd Street Young Men's Hebrew Association in New York, where Alvin Ailey and a group of young African-American modern dancers did a performance. And Ailey was born in Texas in 1931. He was introduced to dance by seeing the Catherine Dunham Dance Company and the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo. So when he started to create his own dances and to choreograph, he drew upon his own Texas memories, plus added in, you know, his memories of the blues, spirituals, and gospel.
Well, that's really interesting, June, because of what they're going to be performing here has some connections to modern-day hip-hop, doesn't it?
It does. The new artistic director, Robert Battle, and by the way, he's only the third artistic director that this company has had, he made some very interesting choices this season, and he chose Rennie Harris's piece called Home, because if the troupe was going to deal with the subject of HIV, it would be interesting to look at it through a hip-hop lens. We have some of the music from Home. Here's some Gospel House. Let's listen.
So that's Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, including Boston-born principal dancer Kirvin James Boyd. Performances will run from tonight through Sunday afternoon at the Wang Center. It sounds like it will be an amazing show to watch. Well, June, my pick is this year's Band in Boston. It's the annual fundraiser for Urban Improv, the violence prevention nonprofit. And it's a night of sketch comedy featuring local political celebrities like Governor Deval Patrick and Mayor Tom Menino. And last year, they actually featured a skit with historian Doris Kearns Goodwin opposite Senator Scott Brown. And this year, our own Ray Maliazzi, of course, co-host of Car Talk, stars opposite Brown's presumptive challenger, Elizabeth Warren. So we got to listen in on a rehearsal they did a little earlier this week, and we have a bit of tape here where Warren is playing Ray's wife as she catches him getting a little too friendly with Siri.
Who's Siri?
Oh, you know, it's that personal assistant software thing that came with my new iPhone. You talk to her and she answers questions and stuff. Here, watch.
I want you to ask me some really hard questions. I want to Google you, Dan. Does she do that for you?
No, baby. You're the only one who Googles me.
Dan, are you having an affair with your iPhone? Yes, he is. He loves me. Don't you, Dan?
Hey, you stay away from my husband, you
I'm sorry.
So you can catch all the drama at Band in Boston Friday night at the House of Blues. June, we've got time for your last pick, and I believe it sounds a little like this.
Turn the beat around. Love to hear percussion.
So who are we hearing?
Well, that's Turn the Beat Around from the Dear Abbeys, a Boston University a cappella group, and they are going to be the special guests Sunday night at Acapella Palooza.
Acapella Palooza.
That's right. Celebrity judge Ben Folds from the NBC show The Sing-Off is going to perform and host this benefit for Massachusetts General Hospital's Cancer Center. And some of the other performers are going to be Sing-Off winners, including Pentatonix, other local a cappella groups, including North Shore A cappella, who have been together for more than 30 years.
Wow, and that's happening Sunday night at Boston University's Aganis Arena?
That's right.
Wow, and you'll get a chance to see Ben Folds as well.
Right.
June, well, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure.
June Wolfe is an arts reporter for the Boston Globe. You can get more information on her picks and mine at radioboston.org.